Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
What if everything you've been told about worth, money, and power was never meant to set you free? What if sacrifice isn't love, and putting yourself last isn't noble, but a lie? A lie designed to make you feel powerless and inferior. For too long, we've been fed a story that our worth is something we have to earn, that being desirable matters more than being whole, that playing small is virtuous, and that power, real power, belongs to someone else. So we shrink. We silence ourselves. We trade authenticity for approval, brilliance for belonging, our deepest desires for the illusion of safety. But that story, it's old. And it's not ours to carry anymore. What if instead we took back what was always ours? What if we stopped seeking permission to take up space? What if we could not only liberate ourselves, but thrive in our relationships, in our bodies, in our purpose, in our finances? Maybe you're here because you want to reclaim your sense of worth, to find your voice, or to truly know what it's like to embody your sovereignty. Or maybe you're here because you're curious about how others, like you, or those who've come before you, have broken free from the trance and are on the path to living free. Or maybe you're wanting to be inspired, motivated. You want to heal, to be informed about how to break free from the 5,000 years of patriarchal oppression and imbalance that plagues our culture. Something called you here, and you're following that. Whatever brought you here, welcome. We're so glad you came. Nearly 30 years ago, I had a vision of a life where I could live and be free. Free of the shackles and vestiges of a tormented childhood, shattered relationships, and the burden of self-loathing and shame, which nearly indelibly marred and shaped me unrecognizable to my own self. Yet, I am here because I decided that my experiences, my circumstances, will not and do not define me or disempower me. And now, I'm here to empower you, to uplift you, to help you find your embodied sovereignty. And this show, The Wealth of Worth, is devoted to helping you unearth, discover, reclaim, and ignite your inner empire. But before we get to that, I want to introduce you to one of our producers, Dr. Lauren Shufran. Welcome to the show, Lauren.
I'm really happy to be here.
Lauren, in general, you are an introvert. Is that true?
It feels true every time I say it, yes.
Yeah, so it's pretty special that you're on the air with us. Mm. Want to acknowledge that. Because typically you're behind the scenes. You like to do research. You like going down the rabbit hole.
That's my comfy place, yeah.
That's right. We want folks to know what's involved when you're putting together a program like this, particularly because when we created this show, our idea for the show was about having more than one voice. Now, do you want to say something about that?
I guess I would say that what we're really out for here is a paradigm shift, and a paradigm shift is going to take more than one person, and it's going to take more than 100 people. And so this is, you've said it before on the show, this is very much a collective show.
It's a paradigm resurrection in a kind of way, where we are just trying to do things different. So that being said, let's talk a little bit about the name of the show, because we futzed around with that quite a bit.
Yeah, we did.
How did we start?
Well, the show was initially going to be called Finances in the Feminine. I think there were, which felt like a very important title, actually, for a lot of different reasons. Plus, I think we really just love the alliteration of the title, as two people who like words very much. But, you know, the more we talked about it, we really wanted to make sure that this was not a show that was explicitly about money, that, you know, worth, our senses of self-worth are what underpins just about everything. I might even say everything, money included. And it felt like a much bigger conversation that needed to happen. We also really wanted people to know from the get-go what we meant by the word feminine, because so often feminine and female get conflated.
You might have to dig a little bit to find your way into the name. It was as close as we could come to what might hold what we have found to be the underpinnings of what we're after here.
Yeah.
So, Lauren, what's your relationship to worth?
It feels very multifaceted to me. But I think so many of us were told early on that power, all power, is outside of us. And that there is a force outside of us who's also going to determine whether we are worthy, whether we are righteous, whether we are dirty,
whether we will survive at all, and how well.
Yes, and for how long, and how deserving we are of that.
We're not, and so on.
And I don't think this is too bold a thing to say. I would imagine this is the case for all of us. How we decide to move through the world, every action we take, everything we say and think we can say, comes out of a sense of, do I have the right to be here, and do I have the right to act as such?
And by what authority, right? This episode, however, is called The Pattern of Powerlessness, and we're going to be talking to you more about that in just a minute. But for now, Lauren, thanks for being here. We're going to hear from you a little bit later in the program.
Careful, I might get used to this and become less of an introvert.
So, let's get at it. Sit tight, buckle up, stay tuned. Dr. Miles is joining us in just a minute, and then some.
See you then.
Welcome, Dr. Miles. We are so delighted you made time to be with us to continue this critical conversation.
Well, I was very keen. It's so important that we do keep these conversations going. So many women physically shrink from talking about money or power or independence, any of those things which we need to be talking about more than ever.
This sort of unconscious programming has been so normalized that it's become a strategy to keep the feminine illiterate, unstable, or to wield power.
There's no doubt whatsoever about that. But there is a thing that psychologists have identified called confirmation bias. We all tend to look for the proof that supports what we already believe without realizing we're doing it. And that reinforces international rivalries. It's still taking the English a long time to get over the fact that the French are no longer our enemies. And we shouldn't go around killing them.
So what about the part of all of us that wonders or imagines a different future or how things could be different because we look around and we see suffering. And you say to yourself, gosh, I have all of this privilege. I have all of these resources. Why doesn't it occur more often that this imbalance exists?
The whole world is always more behind the male than the female. We know that human capital in terms of wealth and input is far more freely given to boys than girls. When I started to work for myself, I had to buy a washing machine. I had to get my husband and my father to guarantee it for me when I was making more money than both of them, either of them. I made myself do my books 10 minutes a day. I hated it. I was hopeless at it. But we get better at what we stick at.
And let's add to that that we've been conditioned to believe that desiring wealth, freedom, power, or influence is selfish. Or that you're just unworthy. So how are we going to reframe this?
My mother always said, it's demeaning to have to ask a man for money. Virginia Woolf, our own beloved novelist, all we need is 500 a year and a room of our own. Now, she, of course, came from the class where women still could only have access to money because it was left to them, and for 500 was very modest to live on. But we can earn 500 a year or the contemporary equivalent. And I've always found that's a very attractive idea to younger women. The idea of freedom, independence, fun and play, that is more powerful to them. And that idea of self-determination, of independence and control, is more palatable than power. To women is a danger word. It makes them think they're going to be lonely and embittered and elderly on their old on their own, and it's not true.
This brings up my inquiry around the prostitute archetype, something that we don't like to talk about. But the prostitute archetype is the one that says, I need you to survive. I will sacrifice who I am to make sure that I get what I need. Let's talk a little bit about that archetype.
I would say that archetype applies to every woman. Most women defer to their husbands or work around his wants before their own or even before their children's in many cultures, because the man, he doesn't even have to dominate. He is simply put there. I would say it is a question of attacking the enemy within yourself that says you're not worthy. Of course you're worthy, because for a lot of women, their common sense tells them they're 10 times as handy as their husbands. They're 10 times as clued up. A lot of men, bless their hearts, are lost and floundering and look to women to guide them. And the women guide them at the expense of guiding themselves. Yes. I would say, look out for yourself. Take care of your health. Take care of your health, because without that, you can do nothing. The second thing in the order of your personal priority must be money, because without money, you can't do anything. Then must come family and friends and fun.
Mm. This is amazing. It makes me wonder, when you were very young, how did you notice that there was some kind of imbalance?
Even as a little girl, how I got interested in this imbalance. My father adored my mother and just thought the sun shone out of her. He was ready to believe anything she said. But they had a very equal relationship. I would hear them talking away for hours after I'd gone to bed. And then as I grew older, I would notice that of the pair of them, my parents, my mother, and she had a girlfriend called Sylvia, they were routinely simply not taken account of. Always men would talk to men. And I just couldn't work out. I was in love with history from a little girl, because I grew up in one of the most historic parts of England, Shakespeare's Warwickshire, where just walking down the street, you could go past a building that Henry VIII had stayed in. And I couldn't work out where were all the women. There were all these kings and popes and wars and God knows what all, but where were the women? If they'd been half as bright and smart and lovely as my mother, where were they? There was Elizabeth I, Joan of Arc, both virgins. And did you have to be burnt at the stake and called a saint to get into the history books? I just couldn't figure it out. So I went looking for women in history and uncovered all this parade of malpractice by men, often not intentionally evil, but desperately fighting to sustain the status quo because to rock the boat was too dangerous.
Indeed. Literally dangerous, and the female knew it, right? That their
women can still be killed by their husbands and plead, the husbands will plead a defense of provocation because the woman answered back or had provoked him or had an affair or did something. For millennia, men had the right simply to kill women by law.
Yeah, that's in fact still true. What are we going to do about it now? Is it that we invite the men to become more conscious? Do we take control of our health and our financial status, as you say, first, to think of ourselves first, even though we've been demonized as selfish when doing so? What's the answer?
Two things. One is pick your battles. Everything is not the site of the struggle. I didn't bother at having my first check bounced because there was no DRM miles. I just thought that's some potty, petty apparatchik, and if it makes him feel better to deny the fact that I've got a PhD, that's not the site of the struggle. The second thing is use good old Socrates, the Socratic discourse, ask them questions. And if possible, enroll the troublesome men in the questions. Now, admittedly, the weakness in my argument here is that Socrates, his Socratic discourse, annoyed people so much that he got executed by the city of Athens for being what he himself called a gadfly. But a question is relatively harmless. It gets people on our side, it makes them think, and particularly if you make sure you've got a few other women or men behind you, then you will prevail. I have found this works, not immediately or instantly, but it works.
Here's something really interesting for me, and that is that there are a number of folks who are not interested in being Socratic or identifying with these old paradigms. They are angry and have had it and are taking matters in a different direction. Is this going to be another feminist movement that goes bust because the prevailing patriarchy will find another way to dismantle that?
It's simply a sideline. It's a diversion. It's a way to throw us off the track. Whoever doesn't want to bother with the so-called gender crap, they're in a minority. And they can, as far as I'm concerned, they can happily talk to themselves. But I don't see how that is going to change the situation for most women and most men. When you do encounter somebody like that, the only thing to do is to look them in the eye, take a deep breath and call them out. Now, that is a subterfuge, and a number of feminists would despise that as a manipulation. But you play each situation by ear and you do what you have to do, and we have to say, I don't understand this and I don't accept it. And if that's what you want to do, away you go.
So it sounds that we need to accept what is and find some creative ways to evolve.
Yes, and I would strongly say, and there is evidence to back this up, it's not simply a paranoid feminist flurry of women having a hysterical outburst. The world is turning against us. From the 1960s onward, we had a feminine flow of energy and courage and optimism that drove us forward. And a lot of men and women in the world woke up, blinked their eyes and said, they're right. We need to think about this again, try and do it differently. But now the skies have darkened. The world has become a much more precarious and fragile place. And where do the power holders start when they want to exert their power? Aren't those weaker than themselves? That is a number of men, but mostly it's women.
So what do we do with a bunch of angry women or marginalized people?
We fight on. We take courage from the wonderful people, very many of them American, who have fought the fight before us. I'm looking at the women who formed the 1948 Seneca Falls Conference with Elizabeth Cady Stanton, who wrote the draft of women's rights. Women are enslaved. She could hardly get through her life for the hatred that she sustained. And she survived it by palling up with Susan B. Anthony, who once questioned by her followers when her energy was failing because they weren't making the progress they wanted. And Susan B. said, failure is impossible. Women will gain women's rights because women's rights are human rights. It's a historical inevitability, and we simply have to fight on.
Where does spirituality come in here? Our faith, the divine, people talk about how would God let this happen?
Religion is an arm of management, in my opinion. Christopher Marlowe, Shakespeare's great contemporary, said, religion was invented to keep men in awe. It was another power grab by the boys. If what you believe in, if it makes you happy, I'm all for that. John Lennon said, whatever gets you through, life is absolutely hideously cruel and random. If you believe in an all-powerful God, you have to ask how and why he does all these things. Is it to test us? And he has got nothing to do with money. He won't give you any money if you haven't got any. I would encourage people to look upon the God or goddess within. What motivates you, what gets you up in the morning, and what lights your fire. And not to look to an external system. I regard the law and the church and the nexus of both of them, the family, as absolutely instrumental in perpetuating women's legal and physical and financial inferiority. So find your spirituality, find your faith or your true object or your superstition or whatever gets you through. We have to get through.
What do you want to leave us with, Rosalyn?
Never give in. Never give in. But find your tribe, find your friends, and fight together.
Thank you again, Dr. Rosalyn Miles, for your presence and all that you've been devoted to. We'll see you next time, and we hope you come again.
Thank you so much.
Dr. Miles just took us deep. Power, sovereignty, worth. Who holds it? Who's been denied it? And what it means to take it back. But here's a question we don't ask often enough. Do you feel like you have power in the world? Not in theory, not on paper, but in your body, in your choices, in your voice. Because history shows us again and again that the people who change the world aren't always the ones who are handed power. And this is the paradox of power. You can be both oppressed in one system and privileged in another. So the real question isn't just about how power moves, it's about what we're willing to risk to shift it.
vacation. Guess I haven't got the education.
Are you ready? Let it bounce.
See straight and save. These days, everyone seems to see things differently. But from your eyes, you can see straight and save. Right now, get glasses online at 70% off at Glasses USA. There's a 100% guarantee, too, on top brand men, women, multifocal, and even prescription sunglasses. Visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Glasses USA, and you will see straight and save.
Shh! Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
Reach your health and fitness goals. Whether you want to lose weight, learn to dance, build muscle, or just live healthy, Beachbody gives you unlimited access to the nation's most popular fitness and weight loss solutions. Visit our advertiser page and click on Beachbody now.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
More exhilarating talk. HealthyLife.net.
Power. It's one of those words that can feel charged, loaded, even uncomfortable to sit with. But if life has taught me anything, it's this. Power is never that simple. Who gets to have power? Who decides who's worthy of it? And what are we willing to risk for it? For years, I didn't think I had power. In my own world, in the outside world, I just had a fire inside of me, but nowhere really to direct it. I was searching for something I didn't have a language for yet. Maybe you know that feeling. Maybe you know this sense of being dismissed, unheard, underestimated, or that moment when you realize somebody else had the keys, someone who decided whether you were worthy, whether you got a seat at a table, got to be safe, whether you even got to speak. So, what do we do with that? Magdalena, when did you realize the world wasn't going to give you power?
When I worked so hard, I did so many things to do better in my family, and I get so tired and I don't see that. And when I stand and say this has to be changed for myself and maybe for others, to use my voice, that's the most power we have, like a woman, like a human being. And then that's why my mind changed, that we have to do something. Mm-hmm. The world want you to be ignorant because they don't want you to fight for things that it's for you, made for you. And they don't want that. They just want all those kind of things for themselves, so they can have the power, and we can always be on the floor, like surviving. And that's what they want. They want us to survive, not to live. Yeah, that's what I think.
That's honest. Because here's the thing. Power isn't always visible. We're conditioned to think of power as something other people have. Politicians, CEOs, billionaires, the people who make the rules. And yeah, that's part of it. There are systems that were built to benefit some and ignore others. But what if power isn't just about who holds the keys? What if power is also about who decides to walk through the door anyway?
Vida, do you feel you have power in the world?
I do. I know I do.
How do you know?
I've seen it manifest. I seem to know when I'm aware of it and I get clues. I also can feel when I let myself become powerless. And I can also see evidence of that when I may be taken over. But I tend to come back to what I call my higher self and find that power to choose my reality.
Gail, do you feel like you have power in the world?
I was just listening to a podcast from Nancy Pelosi and listening to the kind of power she has in the world in affecting laws and change and knowing who the players are. I don't feel like I have that kind of power, so it was really impressive to listen to her and what she's done and the effect that she's had on women and women's rights, and just feeling like she's doing what she can do gives me a lot of peace, mm-hmm. Because I don't feel like I have that kind of power.
Where do you feel like you have power?
I think the power that I have right now is really supporting people to be in the here and now and try to settle and try to find ways in which they can affect whatever's important to them, that they can work on what they can control.
Some people feel it, some don't. And for a lot of folks, it depends. Because power isn't just one thing.
Kit, do you feel you have power in the world?
It depends on what I consider my sphere of influence. In my personal world, yes. And when I am aware that personal is political, yes. Many days, however, I have serious doubts about the bigger picture.
This call is being recorded.
Okay, Chad, do you feel you have power in the world?
God, it really depends on what's meant by power. When I look at the political sphere, or when I look at the environment, or I look at some of those big things that are happening, where I don't have much of a voice, I don't feel like I have a whole lot of power. But where I have power is in those places where I have a voice, and where that voice is respected. And that can be in my work, and sometimes that's in my relationship with Melissa and with family. So I have power in sort of a small way, but I wouldn't say it was it's power in the big P of power.
You know,
When my grandson takes a long car trip, he listens to audiobooks. A long drive seems faster, and sometimes he doesn't want to get out of the car because the book isn't finished. With over 100,000 books, Audible.com is one of the best places to get audiobooks. You can listen to a bestseller anytime, anywhere. Audible.com, your destination for the widest selection of audiobooks. Join millions of listeners. Just go to the Audible.com on HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click.
In college, I took a lot of history and liberal arts classes, and frankly, I don't remember much of any of it. But as an adult, I find myself engrossed in fascinating programs on the A&E and History Channel. They've pretty much helped me to be pretty impressive at social functions, and I just found out today that I can purchase DVDs of my favorite A&E and History Channel programs right through HealthyLife.net. You should visit HealthyLife.net and order your favorite A&E and History Channel program DVDs as well, and then discover how many people you can impress during your next social occasion.
Last week, I was freaking out. All these awful noises in my car. My husband said that we needed a variety of replacement parts, which required driving to auto parts stores to find the right parts for our car. Who has the time or the desire? But that night, I was listening to my favorite show on HealthyLife.net, and right there on the website was a link to AutoSport Automotive Accessories. My husband was so surprised the next morning when he found out I handled all the problems myself with a little help from AutoSport Automotive Accessories, of course.
One of the best things about the technology available today is being able to listen to HealthyLife.net on the go or while I'm at work. Typically, headphones or earphones are required, and let's face it, sometimes they break or get worn out or lost. To find my latest solution to this, I found the Earphone Solutions website while browsing the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. There are plenty of options from basic inexpensive on-the-go earphones to studio-quality headphones for when I really have time to enjoy everything from rock to bach. Earphone Solutions on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Are you ready? Let it bounce.
So we've had a lot of different voices on this show already. Dr. Rosalind Miles has taken us really back to the beginning, given us a glimpse into where our sense of powerlessness maybe began, our power dynamics, our lack of self-worth. We've heard from a lot of you about where you think your power lies, if you think it lies anywhere, where you can feel it, where you don't. I want to say something, too, in particular about Gail's response that I thought was really lovely and worth talking about, which was the way in which she experienced Nancy Pelosi wielding her power gave Gail a sense of peace, even when Gail didn't feel like she was wielding her own power. And so I'd love to talk at some point in time about what it is to watch other people in their power and what that gives us, what that affords us, what that inspires in us. A lot of what we've heard from people so far has been about the lived experience of power or powerlessness in the world as it plays out externally. And maybe now we want to talk a little bit about what is actually going on internally.
The interiority of powerlessness, right? We have so many systems. We are part of a big system, a social system, a cultural system. Now we want to talk about the brains and how that impacts the way that we respond to what's happening outside of ourselves.
We're moving from the visible to the invisible.
Right. So say some more about that, Lauren. Where are we headed here?
I think in terms of how we understand the stories about ourselves, how we understand what we are worth, which is all a story, until we can tap into the truth, which I think most of us are still trying to do, what we have is loops in our brains that are going to tell us the same story about ourselves over and over and over again. And what neuroscience is showing us, ultimately, is that those loops, those recurring thoughts, those recurring stories and beliefs that we have about ourselves are not, in fact, fixed, that are changeable. And that's a beautiful thing to realize, but we don't all know, including myself, exactly how that works in the brain.
That's so well said. We actually feel as though we are powerless
over those loops, right? Just because my mind tells me something, I think it's true, right? So in this segment, we're going to jump into that invisible realm and unpack neuroplasticity, epigenetics, DNA. We're going to talk about confirmation bias.
And maybe when we realize how powerful our brains are, we can start to realize how powerful we are.
And speaking of brains, we're going to be talking about women who mapped memory, women who decoded trauma, women who rewired perception, and rarely got the credit because what they discovered can change your life. Let's begin with something deceptively simple, confirmation bias. You've probably heard of this, but let's just review. Imagine you're walking through a hall of mirrors, but only one mirror reflects your real shape. The rest distort you. They shrink you, they stretch you, blur your face, and over time you stop trusting your reflection altogether. That's confirmation bias. Your brain scans the world for evidence of what you already believe, even if what you believe was never true to begin with. Enter Brenda Milner. She mapped out memory and cognition, working famously with a patient, HM, to show how memory is stored in different parts of the brain. Her research laid the groundwork for how we understand the mind, but for decades, the fields credited the men around her. Why? Because her reflection didn't fit their frame. Okay, now let's talk about your brain's default mode network. It's a mental screensaver, if you will. When you're not actively focused, it kicks in with your autopilot story. Think of it like a radio station in the background. Most of us inherited a station that plays, let's say, doubt, shame, perfectionism, and self-comparison on repeat. Well, Marion Diamond, who dissected Einstein's brain, she proved that enriched environments grow stronger brains. Yeah, she brought forth the idea that we're not stuck with our mental patterns. Even aging brains can grow. Kind of excited about that. Yeah, that means we can change the station. So the question is, what are you broadcasting to yourself when you're not paying attention? All right, you've probably heard the word neuroplasticity before, but let me give it to you like this. Imagine your brain is a garden. Some of it was planted for you, like beliefs about your worth, your role, your limits. If you weren't nurtured with value, what do you think grew? Okay, weeds. Fast. But neuroplasticity says you can replant the entire garden. Yay! Rachel Yehuda, a pioneer in trauma research, she proved that trauma doesn't just live in your mind. It lives in your genes. But healing does too. She showed us that our biology is not our destiny. So every time you say, I choose myself, I love myself, you're not just being poetic or enlightened. You're reprogramming generations of survival. All right, let's move to the amygdala, what we could call your internal alarm system. So here's the metaphor. It's like having a fire alarm that goes off every time someone lights a birthday candle. Over time, you stop celebrating. You avoid risk. You quiet your joy. Okay, so Josephine Tilden, the first woman to lead a research station in the U.S., knew about quiet alarms. She had to lead without drawing too much attention because boldness was dangerous. She built a legacy anyway, silently, powerfully. When your alarm goes off, when your body says, don't speak up, don't be seen, keep yourself small, ask yourself, is this protection or a pattern? And finally, let's talk about mirror neurons. These are your empathy receptors. They reflect the emotions of people around you. Joy, shame, confidence, fear. It's like walking into a room and catching feelings like a cold. Julia Louisa, she worked on emotional patterning in early neuroscience. Her insights helped define how we understand emotional contagion. If you've ever felt yourself dim yourself to make others comfortable, that's your mirror neurons adapting. So the question here is, what are you reflecting? And are you around people who reflect your power back to you? Power isn't just something you have. It's something you recognize in yourself. And neuroscience, it's not just a theory, it's a map, a way home to your worth, a way home to yourself. Hey, Lauren, what do you think about that last segment?
Hey, Marianne, I'll tell you what I think about that last segment. I feel as though I just had a lot of names dropped. In fact, all of them that I had never heard before in my life. And I think you and I came into this knowing that we were going to learn, we were going to unearth a lot of historical figures who had to be unearthed for a reason because they'd been buried. But I'm surprised at the number we were able to fit into just one little segment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we love bringing them out. We're going to keep doing it.
Time to rewrite those textbooks.
That's right. We want to thank Dr. Miles for 6 decades of her devotion to this topic.
And I would say to her delight in the midst of that rigor and in what is not always the happiest of topics to be mired in.
And to all the folks that have contributed to this show, the Live on the Street listeners, for your courage, for your honesty, for your curiosity, and for showing up. We're really grateful for that.
Yeah, there were a couple of times when we just approached absolute strangers on the street, which is the plan is to keep doing that. And I'm also just really appreciating the trust with which people have received you and received us in those inquiries.
Yeah. We want to thank Linda McKenzie, Jay Cruz, Chad and Melissa Hurst, Resonance Spa, and all of the other folks who have made this program possible. We're so grateful. I'm Dr. Marianne Camerato.
I'm Dr. Lauren Schifrin, and be so well in the meantime.
See you next time.
Are you ready? Let it bounce.
See straight and save. These days, everyone seems to see things differently. But from your eyes, you can see straight and save. Right now, get glasses online at 70% off at Glasses USA. There's a 100% guarantee, too, on top brand men, women, multifocal, and even prescription sunglasses. Visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Glasses USA, and you will see straight and save.
Shh! Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
Reach your health and fitness goals. Whether you want to lose weight, learn to dance, build muscle, or just live healthy, Beachbody gives you unlimited access to the nation's most popular fitness and weight loss solutions. Visit our advertiser page and click on Beachbody now.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
More exhilarating talk
HealthyLife.net.
Hello, I'm Jay Cruz, HealthyLife.net News at 7 anchor, and here's today's News at 7 Super Segment.
This is Linda McKenzie with the HealthyLife.net Health News Super Segment. Supplementation with an extract of Rhodiola rosea was associated with increased repetitions in bench press and the fastest velocity in bench pull in a small study on resistance training participants. Over 99% of people worldwide live in areas exceeding WHO air pollution guidelines, and research shows that fine particulate matter air pollution contributes to 20% of global type 2 diabetes cases. A 2025 study found that chronic low-dose exposure to traffic-derived air pollution triggers fatty liver disease, causing inflammation, reduced glycogen storage, and liver scarring in mice. Human studies confirm the link between air pollution and liver damage, with exposure leading to significant elevations in liver enzymes. Air pollution disrupts metabolic health through multiple pathways, including oxidative stress, systemic inflammation, and interference with the autonomic nervous system and key metabolic organs. While outdoor air quality is often beyond individual control, using air purifiers, proper ventilation, and water filtration due to chlorine vapors significantly reduces exposure to harmful indoor air pollutants. Awake at night but tired in the morning? Here's what could help. Feeling tired at the wrong time is a common complaint. Here's some tips for quality sleep. Be consistent with your bedtime. Other important sleep hygiene habits to keep in mind include how late someone is consuming caffeine and certain foods, air screen time, habits, and the type of meter they're using before bed could also be alerting or anxiety-inducing. For a better wind-down routine, aim to turn off electronics 1 or 2 hours before bedtime. Dim the lights in the house and do a calming activity like reading. Also, avoiding the snooze button, which harms your sleep. Experts agree that the recommended amount of sleep for adults is 7 to 9 hours per night, but that can look slightly different from person to person. While napping has been found to be beneficial for cognitive abilities like memory and function, the timing is important. Longer naps and napping later in the afternoon could cause someone to feel more alert when bedtime rolls around. A good rule of thumb is to keep naps between 20 and 30 minutes. Mental health could be a factor too. Someone who is depressed can often wake up feeling fatigued, and the sleep inertia that normally lasts around 20 minutes for someone who is not depressed can instead last several hours. While it's important to aim to get the best sleep you can, it's also important to remember that our bodies are flexible, and when a situation arises when someone may need to unfavorably shift their sleep schedule, such as parents with infants and children who have needs, or taking care of sick relatives, or having unusual work weeks, there is no need to panic. According to a new study, an ingredient found in all mushrooms can reprogram immune cells to fight deadly flu infections. A new Israeli study has found that inside each of our cells, a tiny structure called protoceum recycles damaged and dead proteins to make new ones, a vital and normal function of cellular repair and maintenance. However, the proteoceum has also another responsibility that immunologists have never identified, fighting off bacterial infections. Contrary to popular belief, habits do not form in 21 days. Research shows it takes 2 to 5 months for a behavior to become automatic, depending on its complexity. simple, consistent behaviors performed at the same time daily and linked to specific triggers are more likely to become permanent habits than complex or irregularly performed actions. Self-selected habits are more likely to stick than externally imposed ones, and morning habits typically form faster due to peak cognitive function and fewer distractions. Missing a day does not break a habit, but skipping multiple days in a row weakens it significantly. This means consistency is far more important than perfection. To create successful habits, attain them to existing routines. Start small, plan for disruptions, use environmental cues, and focus on consistency rather than perfection. Whole cranberries and cranberry supplements reduce the risk of urinary tract infection by 52% compared to placebo in participants with recurrent infections, according to a new study. Supplementation with Red Panic's ginseng extract appears to improve cognitive and psychological well-being, according to new research. Children who ate the recommended amount of seafood, 2 servings weekly, showed better pro-social behavior. They were more helpful, sharing, and considerate towards others. Not eating any seafood at all at age 7 increased the risk of poor pro-social behavior by 35% at age 7 and 43% by age 9 compared to children who ate recommended amounts. The beneficial nutrients in seafood include omega-3 fatty acids, iodine, and selenium, and they may contribute to brain development in ways that specifically support social behavior rather than cognitive ability like IQ. Here's our safety alerts from the FDA and FSIS to help keep you and yours healthy. Desert Holdings Target favorite day gourmet New York-style cheesecake for undeclared pecans. Idaho Smokehouse Partners is recalling Chomps beef stick products due to metal pieces. Lyons Magnus LLC, Ready Care Vanilla Shake Plus, and 9 other flavors of shakes for Listeria monocytogens. New Age International Daily Veggies and Noki Mushrooms for Listeria monocytogens. Dairy State Foods, Inc., EMD Oysterette Crackers for metal pieces. The Philo Factory, Inc., Chef Lines U.S. Food, 3-grain sliders, and their Chef's Line U.S. Foods, 3-grain burgers, and their Chef Lines U.S. Foods, black bean burger for metal bolt pieces. Prepared CDA LLC, chocolate peanut butter protein balls for undeclared soy and color additives. Optima Foods, Domna's Bakery baklava for undeclared milk. The Karma Sauce Company, Hot Ones Brand Rojo, Las Calientes Hot Sauce, and their Hot Ones Brand Verde, Las Calientes Hot Sauce, for plastic pieces. Great Lakes Cheese Company, Inc., Happy Farms by Aldi, Colby Cheese for stainless steel fragments. FDC Limited, Ciproflaxin Ophthalmic Solution for defective container. Growland, Inc., Dried Longan Pulp for elevated levels of sulfites. Nature Ripe Value Added Fresh LLC, Berry Buddies, blueberries, mini pancakes, and real syrup, and that's for undeclared wheat and eggs. Trong Foods International, Madras Curry Powder for elevated levels of lead. Slate Run Pharmaceuticals, Syncalcet Hydrochloride Tablets, all dosages for cancer-causing impurity. Golden State Medical Supply and Mylan Pharmaceuticals, Prosugrel Tablets for dissolution failure. Mylan Institutional, Inc., Levothyroxine Sodium Tablets, all dosages for superpotency. One Source Nutrition Vitality Fast-Acting Male Enhancement Products for undeclared drugs. Amgen, Inc., Nupogen for injection, all kinds and dosages for wrong expiration date. And that's it for this week's Health Super Segment. This is Lynn McKenzie from HealthyLife.net. Stay happy and healthy.
Thanks for listening. And don't forget to come back again to hear tomorrow's Super Segment and catch the HealthyLife.net News at 7 live Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Pacific Time. Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.